Back here in the post-game show right here on KKIA, joining me head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer. And coach, bit of a weird one today, the wind out there, the weather out there. You haven't played anybody in a while, and you ran into a really good defensive team in Spirit Lake. Unfortunately, the team falls short 5-0. What are the thoughts after this one?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there. We haven't faced an opponent in a little over a week. And we had a little win factor, and you could tell it was our first game back after a long stretch of no games. We just didn't have very good control tonight.
You look at this game from the wind perspective. Is there anything positive to be gained from it? It seemed like anything crossways or anything up and down the field, once it got to a certain height, was just going to be killed. Is there anything good to be learned from that aspect of it?
Not really. I mean, we've been practicing with it for a week now. But, yeah, anytime we try to cross the ball, you have to judge it's going to change direction. You got to play it 5 yards back from where you think it would be going, stuff like that. But hats off to Spirit Lake. They played excellent defense tonight.
Talk about the post-game huddle a little bit. I mean, this is a team you've never seen before. I mean, what was the conversation like after this one?
Yeah, we had a really, really short meeting. But, yeah, we thought we were as good as they are. We just didn't put our best effort today.
And now you look ahead to the weekend. Two teams that you're familiar with. You've split with them so far this year. Panorama comes right back around the corner at you, as does Oakland Riverside. Give us some thoughts on the Denison tournament as a short turnaround to flush this one and go on to the next one.
Right, we have two morning games, and hopefully things go well for us. We get Riverside first, and I will have a short staff. We have three or four starters not joining us, so I'm not sure how this game will play out. And then we play a very strong Panorama team, again, with that missing starters. So I just hope we can stick with them a little bit.
One more thing I wanted to talk to you about before you head out. Talk a little bit about Melody Wrench. She got some time in this game. She's going to get some time this weekend. She's had a little bit of playing time here and there throughout the season. What have you seen from her and how she plays and manages the net only as a freshman?
Yeah, we're looking for a backup to Thayer just in case of an injury, and we have nobody with experience, and she decided to step up and give it a shot. So she's really raw, but she goes out there with enthusiasm, and she's willing to give her best effort every time out there.
All right, Coach, a tough one tonight, but the team gets back to it Saturday. Thank you for the time.
Yep, no problem.
And that was head coach Bob Babe here in the post-game show.